First of all, what I'm saying, let's not forget that Germany is successful because it makes stuff.
Mm.
Sweden is successful because it manufactures. Even my country, Switzerland, people tell me, oh, you are banking in chocolate. I say, fine, what about food? What about food? What about pharmaceutical? What about watches? What about precision industry? Blah, 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 blah. We still make stuff.
Mm.
So I think that one of the problems of the UK was actually to go full speed into finance, industry, services, professional services. And the only manufacturing is really assembling, a little bit of assembling in the Midlands on the automobile industry, etc. But it's a pity that with the exception of pharmaceutical and perhaps airline engines, the UK has lost most of its manufacturing, while being the country where the industrial revolution was born. I think this is the irony of the thing. So my feeling is that we are going to go back into more emphasis on manufacturing. Now, how to make it? You have a very good example, which is still this country and the U.S., which is Sergio Marchionne at the head of Chrysler. And Sergio Marchionne, actually, when he went to see Chrysler and he discussed with the trade unions, he said, okay, this is very simple. I have $3 billion here. I give them in manufacturing. It's a lifeline for you. And on the other end here, I want a deal with you, the trade unions, 5 years on productivities and salaries. You give me the deal, I give you the money. That's it. And he got it. He did the same thing at Fiat here, and he got it. So I think the trade unions are ready to be more receptive because they realize that there is a window of opportunity now to bring some of the jobs back, but under certain conditions. The change in the legislation in Germany, which makes employment more flexible, etc., has also contributed to the fact that Germany is highly competitive with practically no unemployment. My country is the same. I think our unemployment level is 3% now.
So this idea that you need massive flexibility, you know, a big flex in the total number of workforce, the Thatcher idea.
Yeah, it's also in the work structure. If you want, the big thing that we have introduced in Germany and in Switzerland was when you have a recession, you keep people on the job, you reduce the working time, but you don't fire them, and you pay the difference by subsidies from the government or etc. And you tell people, we reduce your salary, part of the reduction is paid by the government, etc., but you keep your job. Which means that when the economy bounces back, you still have everybody ready. Instead of working 20 hours a week, you go back at 40 hours and boom.
Whereas in the UK and America,
in the UK, you fire people.
Dominated by policies of having 10% unemployment, needing that unemployment flex.
Yeah.
You've had 30 years of people who've never worked.
Yeah, so you have people who never worked, or you have people who are immediately fired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you are stuck in a situation that when you are outside the work of the environment of work, it's very difficult to come back.
Mm.
Well, if you keep your people, you know, and the government helps you to keep your people, that's it.
Mm.
And that's what happened.
Which goes against what the British government is trying to do now, where they're actually legislating now to make it easier to fire people.
I think they should rather inspire themselves from the German legislation. Now, this is a different mindset, no doubt, where Germany has much more an approach which is issued from Bismarck, you know, very paternalistic.
Mm.
You know, these are my employees. I give them a lot of family-owned enterprise in Germany also. That makes a difference.
Mm.
But I agree. I think the situation in the UK is difficult. You know, which country in Europe has the biggest budget deficit?
UK.
Yeah.
In terms of...
As a percentage of GDP, the UK, more than Greece, more than Spain, 7.8%. So, you know, you really have to rebalance things. And I feel that and the real problem, and that's why reindustrialization, by the way, is important, is that if you want to solve, now we have a structural problem of unemployment, okay? If you want to solve that problem, which is structural, you have to accept that you cannot expect your children to be all PhD in bioengineering or computer technology.
Mm.
You need a decent job for a large amount of people. Where do you find that? You find them in manufacturing. That's it. Otherwise, you have structural unemployment because, you know, a lot of those kids are not going to work in a pharmaceutical company or elsewhere. Mm. They need a decent job. Now, those jobs are gone.
Mm.
I think this is a challenge. That's why everybody wants to get those factories back.